Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Maricopa County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary speakeasy for patriots. Our TGIF live studio audience is ready for... let's just say, fighting for their freedom. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's September to remember, 30 days of doing things differently. Time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action, BLC. Today's topic's on episode 250. Spirit medium, victorious mindset, simple side hustle business, homeschooling. We love homeschooling. Biblical integrative medicine, vaccines, masks, and kids, with special guest Anna Van Hock, Arizona chapter of Children's Health Defense as an RFK Jr.'s organization, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup, Daniel Jackson, Spirit Medium, communicating with spirit guides, angels, and archangels. Virginia Prodan, Victory Coach, or shall I say Victory Coach, showing you how to live a life of significance. Brian Winch, simplest side hustle home-based business. Jeremy Newman, Texas Homeschool Coalition, take control of your child's education now, people. Dr. Jennifer Rivera, healing root issues for physical, emotional, and spiritual holistic health through biblical integrative medicine. And sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox is our special guest at 1 p.m., Anna Van Hock. She's the vice president for the Arizona chapter of Children's Health Defense. That is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s organization. If you've not listened to any of his shows, unbelievable appearances. Boy, I have a whole new respect for that man. I owe him an apology, and I can't wait to get him on the show. Their mission is to end the childhood epidemic by working aggressively to eliminate harmful exposures, hold those responsible accountable, you know, the nefarious Nazi child abusers, and establish safeguards so it never happens again. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show, Facts, Truth, Take Action, Items, Resources, and of course, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their own shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Now is the time, peeps. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Breaking news. Number one, Texas passed a law to allow abortions up to 6 weeks, and the lunatic, life-hating left extremists have mobilized forces to fight back. Congresswoman Cori Bush, you know, the one that slept on the steps of the Capitol, said she's committed to protecting black mothers, black babies, and black birthing people. What's a birthing people? How is she protecting black babies if she wants to kill them? Number two, the hospitals are manipulating the COVID numbers yet again to pretend most people are unvaccinated. When being admitted, vaccinated people aren't being tested with a fake positive PCR test, but the non-vax are being tested, and if a patient got the shot, they're removing it from their charts. And number three, vaccinated people are 27 times more likely to get COVID again. Remember, it's a non-vaccine people. It's a bioweapon. And remember, those people are shedding their spike proteins on us. Innocent, healthy, common sense cap wearing we the people. Don't shed on me. So be proactive, peeps. Boost your immune system. Get on the COVID prophylactic protocol of supplements and HCQ and book your telemed visit today. Go to the COVID Facts tab. Go to the COVID Facts tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the COVID-19 treatments page for all of the information and resources. All of the groups, the doctors, the organizations are listed there. You can also listen to many experts tell the truth on the page. COVID-19 and the Great Reset interviews doctors, experts, and common sense people. It's September 3rd, day 536 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask. Don't start wearing one again. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are symbolism of control and tyranny. It's all about complying, people. No more mask calls. Demand no vaccine passports. Just say to the no to the non-vaccine. It'll destroy your immune system. Don't get a fake COVID test. Every swab contains the most carcinogenic chemical in America, ethylene oxide. If you're feeling sick, just assume it's COVID. Go with the protocols. Don't get the test. Because we're thinking that there's stuff on the test that's going to make you even sicker. You don't need a test to tell you if you're sick. You're sick, you're sick. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Remove your kids from the indoctrination centers they call schools. Here in Arizona, they call them public instruction. Yeah, they're not here to educate. They're here to instruct. Mm-hmm. Take action to stand up the Nazi regime. Get involved today. The time is now. Join several local groups. Become a precinct committee man. Show up for as many of the upcoming rallies as you can. Fight for your freedom because they're not going to end this political propaganda pandemic, and it's only going to get worse. Don't be afraid of a virus. It has a higher survival rate than the regular flu, people. Stop acting like we. Stop acting like we the sheeple. Time to take our country back. And by the way, it's day 223 of the Joe Biden Marxist regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying our country. It is time to decide what you stand for and do something about it.
What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Now it's time to meet the partners of Everything Home, Socially Conscious Friend Network. Today's topic is on episode 250, Spirit Medium, Victorious Mindset, Simple Side Hustle Business, Homeschooling. We love that. Biblical Integrative Medicine, Vaccines, Masks, and Kids with special guests. Anna Van Hawk, Arizona Chapter of Children's Health Defense. Let's do this, people.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Daniel Jackson. He's a spirit medium who communicates with spirit guides, angels, and archangels. A big round of applause, audience. Daniel, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Michelle. How about yourself?
I am. I'm en fuego, man. I'm telling you, the time is now. I'm ready to do this. You know, I declared it September to remember, 30 days of doing things differently. So we're going to jazz things up. We're going to do things differently for the rest of the month. You know, remember Ron Seinfeld, there was George Costanza. He had that one day where he did everything opposite, and it was like the best day of his life. So we're going to do anything that we normally are doing that's not working. We're going to do opposite. And then all the things that we said that we're going to do, we're going to throw it in this month because the time is now. So what do the spirit guides think that, Daniel?
Spirit guides told me to tell everybody to not pay attention to what the world's narrative is because everything they're out there putting out there for everyone is all they're doing is they're trying to tell you how to live your life the way they want you to live it.
Yeah, and it's about control, and it's fear. All of this is fear.
Absolutely.
So false evidence appearing real, and you can't do that, people. It is just you're going to make it worse. That's all this is based on. So tell us a little bit. You know, you've been on a couple times, so the audience is familiar with your talents. Is there anything special that's happened recently that you want to share with anybody?
Yeah, actually, I did a reading for someone. I bumped into some, but nobody bumps into anybody. But I was at this car show, and some people were there, and the bartender, who I know because I sit there and drink Pepsi all the time, she said she wants to know if I want to stay late because I always see things more when at nighttime or in the dark. And so she said, "Do you see anything?" I said, "Yeah, I see this man here with this beard on his face and his bushy eyebrows and these glasses that he puts on top of his head, and he wants me to see that." And she said, "Do you get a name?" I said, "I don't normally get a name, but He's telling me his name is James, and he's for these people down the end of the bar. And she said, you think I should go say something? And I said, if you don't want to, I will. So she walks down there. She talks to him. And then I hear the wife go, oh, you mean Jim? And I said, yeah, Jim, but his name is James. She said, yeah, our friend Jim died 2 years ago. And they said, I walked down there and said, hi, my name's Daniel Jackson. I see dead people. And when I explained it to them why he was here and what he was doing, I said, you know, he feels a real connection to your husband as though, like, your husband is his son. And then the husband says to me, you know what's weird? The two of us, we were in racing together, and he's not my dad, but every time I'm with him somewhere, he would tell people that he was my dad.
Huh.
And I said, I said, he's here to be a spirit guide for you. And when I started explaining everything to him, his wife just started crying his eyes out. And she said, yeah, we feel like he's always around us. I said, he is always around you. I said, matter of fact, what he did was he skipped heaven to come back here to be with you guys. And they were like, oh, my God. And then I turned around to my friends and said, I told you, I can't make this shit up.
Right. It's interesting and it's fascinating when someone can relate to a sign or a message that you've given them. So I know that you basically go off of questions. So you have to ask a specific question. You just can't say, and I try to do this during the shows, ask you a specific question, and then I can never think of it at the moment. So while I think of my question. The birds? I haven't been outside. I have failed since the past couple of weeks to do the things that I'm supposed to be doing. So even though I am,
you should be doing those because you're missing out on a lot of things. That's for sure.
I know. I got to go stand out into the grass. But that's what I said when I was doing the show today.
Yeah,
it's the September to Remember. We're doing all of those things differently because it is time. You know, it's the fourth quarter. It's before you know it, it's going to be, well, hopefully if we make it that far, it will be the end of the year. But is there certain signs that people should be aware of? Because I know that we ask for support, we ask God, we ask for all these things. I mean, what are the signs that we should be aware of? Because those are the answers, but we usually aren't paying attention.
Yeah. Yes, because spirit brings you answers all the time, especially in synchronicities. So when you see things that happen all the time and it's on a frequent basis, especially if you're seeing the numbers too, if you're seeing the numbers out there that say 222, 333, 444, those types of things, or 1111 or something like a 2222, these are what we call angel signs, and they bring them to us. But what's happening there is they are putting the sign out there, and they are connecting with your soul because it's your soul that runs your body, not your brain. Your brain just makes the little parts work. And they connect with your soul, which gets your body to turn around and see these things and pick up on these things. And if you are picking up on these things, that's just the spirit letting you know that you are on the correct path. If you are not seeing these things, get your shit together and start doing the right thing in life instead of doing all this sheeple and all this herd mentality crap that they want you to believe that you are, because we are not that. We are much better than that. Stop listening to society and the world and government and religion telling you how horrible you are, and get rid of those entities from your life and start doing positive things in your life. But the more you pay attention, the more you listen, the more you follow through, the better things will turn out for you.
And I'll give everybody an example that happened yesterday. So over the past, I'd say a couple months, I've just kind of noticed, you know, something out of the corner of my eye, as if somebody walked by, or like a flash where there shouldn't be. I know it sounds kind of a little crazy for some of those out there, but it is what it is, right? And my roommate says he's noticed that too, but he's been noticing it for a while. I just probably haven't been paying attention. He's been paying attention more, so I'm stuck to these screens all day. So, when I started noticing this happening, and I'm gonna get another minute, so I'll speed it up. So what I started noticing happening more often, and if he was home, and this happens when he's not home. So obviously I know it's not somebody walking around the house, not him. So when he's home, I'll yell, "Where are you?" And he goes, "Why are you asking me that?" I said, "Well, I just need to know if I saw you walk by or I saw somebody else walk by."
And he says,
"No, I'm in the." So this happened last night. So he says, "No, I'm by the back door." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that was somebody in the living room." So I was like, he's like, oh, it's happening again. I said, what's happening a lot? And then he comes, he looked at him for some reason, he grabbed his phone and he says, hey, I just got this on my phone. And I said, what is it? And it was a YouTube notification of a video that was talking about how to, something about cleansing your house or, inviting God in and something along those lines. And I said, did you pull it up? He goes, no, it just showed up on my phone. And I said, well, when was this? Because you thought it was maybe like a new one, if it was you were following this channel or whatever, and it pops up and says notification, new video. I said, when was the video made or posted? He said, 7 months ago. I said, oh my gosh, that's a sign. There we go. I'm paying attention. And I saw it and I played it. So we'll see what happens. Daniel, it's real. This stuff's real,
absolutely.
People. Yeah.
Yes, that's real. Is real stuff right there. As long as you pay attention to it and you are paying attention to it and not just writing it off as being nothing, then that's a sign absolutely showing you that you are paying attention to it because you're picking up on it and you're knowing that it is a sign.
So my advice to everyone is keep asking, but pay attention because you're getting the answers. You're just not seeing it. And real quick, before you give your website, Daniel, my question to the angels and the spirit guides right now is, I'm being presented with an opportunity to add on to what I'm doing, but in a different direction, or should I just keep going in the direction that I'm currently on?
You need to move into the new direction.
The new direction. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right. Give your website, my friend.
But I think you already knew that already.
Yeah. But that's great. No, but it's a good thing. It complements the show. It complements the platform. But it's just we're adding something else on, but it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not like you don't have this down already because you do.
Well, I don't know about that. But there's two avenues. There's Avenue A and there's Avenue B. So, all right, one more question and then we got a bump because it's 12:17. I'm gonna think in my head because I don't want to say it out loud. I'm going to think of what Avenue A is. Okay.
Yeah, you need to be doing Avenue B.
Okay. All right. Avenue B. That was real. That was the verification because I didn't want to say it out loud just because I didn't want to not give him a hint, but I also it's not ready for time players to talk about. Oh my God! You just said B. Okay.
You didn't even have to think about it. As soon as you said to me, I'm going to do Avenue A and Avenue B, they already told me Avenue B, but I just let you go.
Wow. Okay. All right. Give your website, my friend. I got a bump.
Sure. You can find me at www.spiritmediumdaniel.com. You can find me on Facebook at Spirit Medium Daniel. You can find me on YouTube at Spirit Medium Daniel. You can find me at www.beyond-the-veil.com. That's my podcast. And my other podcast called Dead End Stories is also on Facebook where people come on and ask questions and tell me stories and I decipher everything and I answer all the unanswered questions.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. We will talk to you next month. How exciting.
Thank you,
cool
Michelle.
Stuff.
Be good and don't do any stupid shit.
I won't. Don't worry. I will, but I'll work on it. I'll work on it. All right, everybody. So I know that he gave you a bunch of websites to follow on, but here's the easy thing. On all of these shows, this particular segment, these live segments that we do, is called Purpose-Driven Partners because they're more than just making money. They're more than just, talking the talk. They're walking the walk, and they're doing more to help you grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Forget the time is now, everybody. The time is now. So if you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab. Everything is on that Take Action tab. There's multiple tabs. Trust me, you're going to go check that out. But all of the pages of the website are listed on the Take Action tab. Go to the Purpose-Driven Partners page. It lists all of our guests and all of the episodes. There's 247 partners on this platform because once people come on this show, they're not just a guest. They are a partner on our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. There's 592 segments of this show to listen to. So when you go on there, you're going to scroll down. You're going to see the title of the show that gives you all the topics. Then everything's numbered. Everything's numbered. That's how I try to give you shows to go listen to, key ones that I think are important or ones that have real, some juicy information. And I always you put it there so you can find it easily, regardless of if you're on our website or if you're on any of the podcast players. We're on 25 different podcast player platforms, including the Rumble. And now we're live streaming all over the town. But anyway, real quick. So what you're going to do is you're going to go on there. You're going to see the graphics. It's going to have their picture. It's going to have their photo. It's going to have even more information in the show notes. It's going to have the name of the person. It's going to have their business name. You click on that business because it's blue, you know, like the link. It'll take you directly to their website so you can find them. There is hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content on this website. I encourage you to use it and tell your friends and family and share, share, share. All right, I'm running behind. It's 12:20. I'm going to get back on track here. It's Friday. I kind of thought this was going to happen. All right, my next guest is Virginia Prodan. She's an international human rights attorney, author, speaker, and the victory coach, showing you how to live a life of significance, and a new podcast host too. Audience, big round of applause for all friends. Virginia Prodan, how are you, my dear?
I am doing fine, and I'm so happy to be here and share with your audience what I have on my mind.
Before you share that, I just wanted to have you give a little bit of insight or feedback on Afghanistan and what's happening now there, because you've had a similar situation. So just real brief, because I want you to focus on yours, but I don't want that to leave the minds of people just because it's not in the news on purpose, on what that really means.
Yeah. In a short, just like an outline, I will say election have consequences. Mm-hmm. When we believe that somebody else will do things for us, we end up with what we have today. So it's time for us to wake up and realize that our voice is important, our vote is important, and our action, that we are here, each one of us, with a purpose and with a reason. And when we do what we're supposed to do and speak the truth, then we can change the world. One person at a time, each one of us, we have a role. There is no person without. But when we stay home, we believe, we turn our eyes and head and think, oh, it's going to be okay, someone else is going to do it, then we end up with what we have.
Yeah, a pile of poop. There you go, people. See what happens when you took your eye off the ball. You didn't get involved with your community, didn't pay attention to what's going on in the schools and in your city council. Yeah, one big pile of poop that is not good for anybody. And who wants that? I don't.
Yeah.
And all right, what do you want to talk about today?
Yeah, people that they believe that because they will speak up will lose something now, I will tell them that if we don't speak up, we're going to lose much more. And the reason I'm saying that is because I lived under a totalitarian regime, a socialist regime in Romania, a dictator Ceausescu, who, you know, to build his empire by lying. By lying over and over and over again, as we see in many situations here in America, that everybody is lying and everybody is covering the truth and everything. And if we don't act, but even in that situation where the dictator had all the power in the world, I had the courage and I dared to take him to court and to expose him to the world. Yes, I was interrogated. I was under house arrest, beaten, tortured. I was at a gunpoint that I will be killed and everything. But by the grace of God, I'm alive, and he's dead. Mm-hmm. Our life is in God's hands, and we have to do with courage and with truth to fight for America, because that's the only way we will change America. Yes, we have to go and be at the city hall or run for offices and everything. But in the same time, we have to pick up the phone and call and share with people and do what is right. To live a life of significance means to live a life that will create, will bring truth to people. And what we as Christians have, we have a God who is in control. He will equip us. We are in a winning team, and he will bring the justice. No question about this. But he wants to use each one of us. It's a lie to say, well, someone else is going to do for me. And if people wonder about this, they can read my book, Saving My Assassin. It was published by Jim Dale, and they will be encouraged what one person in God's hands can do. And God can do the same in their lives. I train people to live a life of significance and success and to discover the skill and the talent that God put in their lives and why they were placed in a different place, in a different region for a special influence. We all are important, and we all are here because together we can change America. It's time for us. I can't tell you how many people call. They are depressed. They are angry. They consider before they are outraged and trying to fight, you know, with wars and everything. We have to move from that to start to create a plan for ourselves. What can I do with what I have? And you will be amazed how much you can change. You can change.
Well, here's the thing, Virginia. Here's my thoughts for people when you're saying, oh, I'm ready to give up. There is no hope. Whether it is about the country or business or something personal, where you're like, yeah, I'm ready to throw in the towel. And then I say, well, did you actually step on the playing field? So what have you done? So can you cannot say that I'm ready to give up or I'm ready to quit if you never started playing the game, people. So if you haven't stepped up to the plate and really given it a try, you can't say I'm going to quit or I'm done because you didn't get in. You're not on the field. You can't walk off the field if you never were on it. So
and even if you fail, take the failure as a learning lesson and do better next time. Look at all the successful people. That's what they did. And we can be successful together. We can, you know, cheer up. We can learn from each other. But each one of us, we have to live a life of significance by doing our part. And then we will have success and we can rebuild our country. I want you, if you are considered defeated or depressed, I want you to know that your life is so important to each one of us. Look inside of you. Look inside of the skills and positions that you have and realize that in God's hands, you have everything and he will provide for you step by step. Just give him a chance. And do what is required to do, what he is asking you to do. And you will be amazed of the power, the change in your life and the power that you have in your business, in your community and for your country. We have the resources. We have the solution to change America. Don't wait for the government or anyone else.
Oh, God, no. Government's bad news. Yeah. Bad news fears. Like Ronald Reagan said, the nine most important words you'll ever hear, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. That will never happen, people. Never happen. It's up to us. But you said the key word together. We can do this together, but you've got to show up. You got to show up whether it is in your business or in your personal life or in your community. Virginia Pradhan, please give your website, my dear.
My website is virginiapradhanbooks.com. You can find there my book to buy the book. You can invite me to speak or to train you. Whatever you need is there. And I'm here to help you. I was victorious and I live a significant life under socialist and under a dictator. We can turn this country around. Your life is important. Your voice is important. Stand up. Let God use you for his glory and for America.
Yeah. Step up, stand up, and show up, people. It is time to show up. Thank you, my dear. We will talk to you next month.
Thank you so much, Michelle, and keep up what you're doing. Oh, it's great.
Thank you so much. It's exhausting, but I'll keep going strong. I will keep going. I will charge forward, my friends. Thank you, my dear. Have a great weekend. Have a great What is this, Labor Day weekend? That means I'll be laboring all weekend. Thank you, my dear. All right, it's 12:29. Michelle is 2 minutes behind schedule. But before I bring in my next guest, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's been listening. We've had a surge in numbers. I don't know, maybe it's the live stream that we're doing because we're live streaming now on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, the Twitter, Cloud Hub, Blog Talk Radio, and the Rumble. So make sure you set your notifications. However, those fancy tech things, I think it's just a click, click, click type of thing. Set your notifications so you can get a reminder when we go live. But we're always going to be here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. I guess 7-minute segments. And then Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox starts at the 1 p.m. hour with longer form interviews with people you know, community leaders, influencers, some famous people, and all that kind of fun stuff. You can always check out all of the episodes on the episodes tab. You'll see that. And they're all labeled. They're put in different categories. There isn't even one for the snooty people that say, I only want to listen to the famous people on your show, Michelle. And I said, that's fine. I have a page on there that's just as famous and well-known people. So if you only want to listen to famous people, it's fine. So, you know, the type of ladies who love to wear the pearls or clutch their pearls when they hear my show sometimes. And they go, Michelle, I can't believe the things that you say on your show. I said, yes, Rhino lady, I do. And that was, you know, at a luncheon. Oops. But anyway, we'll just poking a little fun at the peeps. So please go ahead and join our community. That'd be awesome. Follow us on social media. We're on every single platform and subscribe to the show. Join our newsletter. I'm going to be loading that up with all kinds of incredible information in addition to the stuff that's already on it. You can rate and review the show. That's great. Rumble. We are on the Rumble. That's where I am posting these shows so you can get to them easily, right? And because I can't do YouTube. I keep getting kicked off or getting strikes, so I don't even bother anymore. It's not worth it. I'm not even live streaming on them now because I know they're going to I get that email. I keep getting these emails from these platforms that says, you've been removed. I must be one of those people that the Department of Homeland Security doesn't like. You just call me the Taliban. Somebody did. Somebody said that the people down in Texas who did that new law for only 6 weeks of abortions as opposed to a full term, he said that they were the American Taliban. Yeah, this is what we're dealing with in this country, people. So please share this platform with your friends and your family. There is incredible information on there. It's all free. All kinds of shows, other shows to listen to beyond belief resources. And always check out the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And if you want to find out all of the links, remember I told you, you want to put all of your links in one place, go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. And it has all the links, all the social media links. And of course, all of this is on the homepage of the website. I made it so user-friendly. There's big graphics, right? Big graphics. It is a Fisher Price website. It is a working warehouse like Home Depot is. That's why I keep throwing all kinds of stuff at you throughout the show. Why you need to have your pen and paper and your common sense caps on. It is 12:32. Oh my goodness, I am so late. Let me bring on my next guest. My next guest is a new partner, Brian Winch. He's the founder of Clean Lots, America's simplest business. He can show you how to start and operate a parking lot cleaning business based from your home and make money from a green service that's almost as easy to do as going for a walk. I thought this was fascinating. Big round of applause for our new partner, Brian Winch. Brian, welcome to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. Thank you for your patience. I got a little fired up there. I got a little carried away on a Friday. How are you?
No problem. It's great to be here, Michelle.
Well, awesome. I welcome you with open arms to our platform. So tell us a little bit about you, and then let's jump into the business, because what a better time to help people make more money when you're going to need more money because everything's costing more because we got bad people making decisions in leadership positions.
That's certainly true. So it's better if you can control your own destiny and have your own business. Like I started back in 1981. I grew a simple side hustle, starting with little money, education, and skills, and with a lot of passion, persistence, and patience, grew it into a business that I've been running successfully for over 40 years now.
Oh, good for you. That's amazing. You know, anyone that's gone into the self-employed world knows how much work it takes. And then every once in a while, you kind of say, well, I should have got that government job. Should have went worked for a union. Got all that time off, man. And then, you know, I got all those perks, and I just got to push paper around my desk. But now, you got, if you can do the entrepreneur thing, it is wonderful when it clicks. So congratulations on making it last that long. I know how difficult it is and frustrating, especially if you're flying solo. So tell us about the business. This is fascinating. When I saw this, I was like, okay, I got to know more. I got to know more, and I want to give people low-hanging fruit in order to change their life.
Yeah, well, you know, my dad was a janitor for the school system, and so he did a number of things back then. They didn't call it a side hustle or side gig. It was a spare time or part-time job, but he supplemented his income by doing a number of things like clearing snow, cutting grass, and also cleaning up litter from a nearby shopping center. And he had taken me along with him a couple times, and I remembered how easy the work was. We just simply walked around the parking lot, sidewalk, surrounding landscape early in the mornings before the businesses opened, before I went to school and before he went to work, and just cleaned up any type of litter material into our litter collection tools, and it was almost as easy and as quick to do as walking the property. And so
the simplest things
with that in
sometimes,
mind,
right? The simplest things sometimes, the low hanging fruit, the simplest things that are right in front of you are really where we always pass by it usually, but that's where we should focus our time. It's right there. The answer's right in front of us. Look at that. So go ahead. Tell me more about business.
Well, you know, unfortunately he passed away unexpectedly at the age of 61, just before I started this business. So I started it myself, just as he had. It was on the side, and within 2 or 3 months, I was making more money doing that on a part-time basis or as a side gig than I was in my salary as a full-time worker. So I decided, okay, enough of this job, and I haven't looked back. I continued to grow the business from a simple one-man operation to one that we have an army of people that blanket the city and clean up litter from parking lots. And I thought this has been great for me. It was a simple business, so I put all my experience to pen and paper and created Clean Lots, America's simplest business, and share my experience with people across the country. And so far it's been working out really well.
So they basically get a kit of some sort or instructions on how to start this business from beginning to end. So it is a turnkey type of process and setup for them.
Yeah. It's more than a book, actually. It's like an instructional manual that comes with free support. I offer free support because it works, and it's my way of giving back to an opportunity that's been done very well for my family and I. And so there's an opportunity. People litter. They always have. They always will. And it's not a business that you're ever going to lack for clientele. I'm happy to help out with anyone else who wants to become successful in their city.
So what would you say is your number one piece of advice today, since we are venturing down the road of September to remember? We're doing things differently, 30 days of doing things differently. And yes, I know we're on the third and I'm 3 days in. I just thought of it this morning because, when things come to you, they come to you. So what bit of advice are you going to give people today that will need that push?
I would say, like you were saying, this isn't the most glamorous business, but it's a simple business.
Who cares? Make money. You're outside. You're getting vitamin D and you're getting exercise. I would love a job where I could get exercise and get in shape. Yeah.
Right. So, I tell people that are looking for an opportunity of some sort, don't chase the money. If you have a passion for what you do, you'll become very proficient at it and the money will follow. It's pretty simple, but there's so many people out there that get caught up in these scams, and they want to believe that they can make six figures by only working 5 minutes a day in their pajamas.
Yeah, that's
bull. The only people making money from that are the people that are running those scams.
Selling you the empty box is what I call it, the empty box, because they want you to buy the next box and the next box and the next box with a comma. Yeah, and then go to the conference with a comma, with two digits in front of it. No, people. You don't have to do that. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. And, the key word, collaborate. Remember, we were talking about being together. It's the best way. Work with the people that you already know. in all different capacities. Yeah. So would you, so that is good advice today. So give the website and the cost. How does this work? I love to tell people so that they can either plan or they can proceed.
Yeah, well, you could go to my website at cleanlots.com. There is a free report, a free download, if you want to look into this opportunity to decide if it's for you. If you decide right off the bat that that's something that you would like to get into, you can order my book. And the website, again, is cleanlots.com.
It's so simple. You know, if you like what you see, order the book. You could start the business and get free support. Here's the website. Everything is simple. The business is simple. The process is simple. I think it's brilliant. And what was the what's the cost of the book?
Oh yeah, sorry. You can get the ebook for $79.95, or some people like the hard copy, and that is $89.95. And like once again, it's more than a book. It's an instructional manual, and it comes with unlimited free support from myself.
It is a toolkit for prosperity, is what it is, with simplicity and revenue streams. So there you go. I think that is brilliant. Give the website one more time, would you, my friend?
Cleanlots.com.
Thank you so much, our new friend,
Thank you, Ryan Winch.
You have a fabulous weekend. And
you too.
May you bless many people with this opportunity, and at least let them help. Hopefully more people will give it a try. You have nothing to lose but a little sweat. Little weight. Yeah, it's a good thing to lose. All right, thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Michelle. You too.
All righty, so we are behind 12:41, and I just wanted to, before I bring my next guest, because, you know, I am so pro-homeschooling. After what I have learned, just to be out, not to mention all over the country, but what the disastrous public instruction department that we have here in the state, the Anarchy, Arizona, you know, Mayor Corruption County. I just wanted to say congratulations to our newest members, Dr. Alan Keyes and Dr. Pam Popper. They have joined our Spotify Hates the Truth Club. Their episodes 236 and 241 were removed yesterday. I got that nasty email. And they join Dr. Christiane Northrup, our founding member. She's on episode 230, so she has two new friends. So welcome aboard, peeps. And at least when Dr. Christiane Northrup, they yanked hers, they yanked it twice. I had it up there twice. They yanked it twice. They said medical misinformation. I was like, oh, that's because it's called the truth. And then for Dr. Alan Keyes and Dr. Pam Popper, episode 236 and 241, he and I were just talking about America in general. And then Dr. Pam Popper and I were talking about homeschooling. So, thought that was interesting. And there was no explanation. It just said it violated our standards or whatever, community something or other. And that's all I heard when I read the email. So welcome aboard, peeps. Congratulations, you are now in the Spotify Hates the Truth Club. And we hope to, we hoped to grow this group of freedom fighters. Many more are on the way. It's interesting. Remember I told you, it is not about the content. And it's about the timing, because those episodes have been up for a month and a half. And all of a sudden now it bothers them. Just like when they yanked my Linktree account, which now I use Launch Links. I encourage everyone, Launch Links. So they yanked me on and they said, yeah, I violated their standards. All of the things that are on there, they listed the different websites, the different social media links, everything on there was listed for at least a year before all of a sudden somebody said, we don't like this. So it's not about necessarily the content. It's when it is relevant to their propaganda push. Keep that in mind, everybody. So apparently there's a new patrol in town with a new message that they're going after. I'll keep you posted on who gets yanked next. So my next guest is Jeremy Newman, another new partner. He's the director of public policy for the Texas Homeschool Coalition, which exists to encourage, equip, and advocate for families in their home education journey. And he was homeschooled before he attended law school. So let's see how his parents did, everybody. Big round of applause. Jeremy, how are you today?
You.
Well, you know, give me a second here. Give me 1 second. The tech people, you know, they always are coming after us, so there's a little glitch. So let me try that again. Jeremy, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. But you have to bear with us. They love to censor and corrupt our platform and our messaging. So every once in a while, something will happen. There's a delay or things don't go forward the way they should. And it's usually on certain guests and certain topics. I know most people don't think they're that advanced, but it does happen. And I know that homeschooling must be a hotspot that they don't want people to talk about, because I was just mentioning that they yanked the Dr. Pam Popper episode with Make Americans Free Again, that we were talking about it. And now they glitched you because you are with the Texas Homeschool Coalition. They don't want you to yank your kids out of school. Interesting, huh?
I guess not, yes.
So tell us a little bit about you and the organization that down in one of the greatest states that we have now, with one of the greatest concepts of what needs to be done with in everybody's home.
Yeah, so I was homeschooled in Texas growing up. I'm one of six kids, and my wife was homeschooled in Texas as well. And so we have two of our own kids now. We live in the DFW area, and as soon as they're school age, we'll be homeschooling them. And so I've worked for THSC for the last just about 8 years now, and I see it as kind of a cultural effort more than anything else, because I feel like the problems that you see in traditional education are things you don't typically see in homeschooling, and it's because there's no way to monopolize homeschooling, right? Homeschooling is the most grassroots movement you can imagine, because each parent teaches their kid what they think is right.
Which is usually opposite of what we're finding out being taught in schools. And then there's, they don't want you not to have your child indoctrinated with the garbage, pollution, and lies. So, of course, they don't want you to do the homeschooling, which, you know, the thing that's sad is that we shouldn't have to homeschool, because the institution, let's call it an institution, like a sane asylum, that we're paying our taxes for, and here in Arizona, I don't even want to share with you right now, because you'll get so angry how much money of our taxes go to, and then, of course, the budget. They get half the budget of the state every year, plus the property taxes, plus the money from the lottery. So I just shared it. You're talking billions of dollars, like, I don't know, $8, $10, $12 billion. This year they're getting $12 billion. We shouldn't even have to do that, but we are now having to, because of the people that are running this indoctrination centers. So how bad is it in Texas? Is the school systems is just as bad as they are in the other places across the country, especially here in Arizona?
Well, I know the trends that we're seeing in Texas are things that our friends in other states are definitely seeing as well. And in Texas, it's a few different things, I suppose, but the biggest driver right now is obviously COVID, is that parents do not want to have to deal with what's going on with COVID in the public school system. One thing that has been, it's kind of been a growing topic in Texas is critical race theory. And so it's interesting, you have a lot of people who are coming out of the public school because of COVID, but, you know, a bunch of that happened a year ago, and now we're hearing from those people, they say, well, we plan to continue homeschooling, but it's not necessarily because of COVID now. They started because of COVID, but they're continuing because it's working for them, and they're discovering that there were problems with their, you know, their logistical life, having to work around the public school system, or the things that were happening in the public school system that they don't want to deal with anymore. So they're just going to homeschool.
And there's lots of resources for parents. Like, you guys are providing almost, is it like templates? Is it an actual curriculum, a how-to, getting more people that are near each other, like in a local community, to help one another out? So, you know, with one parent is working one day, then the kids maybe go to this person's house, type of thing. Is that kind of how the public or the Texas Homeschool Coalition has come together to get more,
we,
to provide the resources? Because everybody thinks it's the hardest thing on the planet to do.
Right. So we don't actually conduct the education of the child. We're there to provide resources and support to the family. So we host conventions. We have a membership where people can get discounts. They can get legal support. They can get advice from expert coaches. We host events around the state during the year. And it's really a support and advocacy-oriented effort, I would say. But one of the big things that families get through that is the type of connection you're talking about, because they'll come to us to get connected with local homeschool groups in their area, or they'll come to convention to get connected with different homeschool providers. And so a lot of states do it similarly. In Texas, I think that one of the other differences between us and a lot of other states is that there's also kind of a political effort or a legislative effort that we have teams on the ground during every legislative session to kind of watch for legislation that affects homeschooling and family rights. And so all of those efforts are kind of packaged together in what we do.
Well, as long as you're bringing the people together and you're providing the resources, and you're working with other groups too and other states, are you guys in cooperation there so that more of people can know about everything that exists, like almost like a central location?
We are, yeah. So we coordinate with other states pretty frequently. We actually have a conference with a bunch of different state leaders that we're going to go into here in just a few weeks. And so one of the things that we do actually to that end is we maintain a national website called homeeducator.com where people can go and get information about a lot of the different resources I've talked about, and it will also port them to the right information that they need in each of their states.
Oh, that's brilliant, because I was having this conversation the other day, and I said, there's got to be something. There's got to be a central thing for a state so that parents can exchange and they can understand the process, you know, almost like a turnkey toolkit on how to do this and then where to go so more people are incentivized to do it. Because if you make something easy for people, they're more inclined to do it. And, you know, as we keep talking about, you yank your kids out of school. And COVID and the mask and the soon-to-be non-vaccine requirements. And keep in mind, mandates can't be enforced, people. You're choosing to follow, quote-unquote, suggestions or instructions from Nazis, so don't do it. But you, once you know the curriculum, so you're getting it from both sides. And then now they're sending kids home that aren't vaccinated or not wearing the masks and isolating them and ostracizing them and othering them. So why, and they're making them stay home, at least here in Arizona, for 2 weeks, even though they have nothing wrong with them. So it's, why would you want to subject your child to that? And then, you know, it'll affect the money. It'll affect, hopefully that will be make the beginning of making the change. The parents need to step up to the plate. Now, peeps, you got to step up to the plate. You want to give some a little push there, Jeremy, to have the parents take some responsibility here and get the kids home and school them properly?
Yeah, so I think what I would tell people is the biggest hurdle that most people have who I talk to is kind of the initial decision is they don't want to take the plunge because they feel like that's going to be really difficult. It's a huge responsibility. And I would say it is a big responsibility, right? You're talking about homeschooling your child. That's a big responsibility. It's hard. But then ask yourself, is it harder than what you're doing already? It is a different type of hard, but I'm not convinced it's harder, right? Because for the families who are in the public school system right now, what they're discovering is there is zero flexibility and most often zero accommodations available to them. And so their entire life has to be upended and rotate around what is available at the public school system. And when that option is not tenable for them, then they have nothing, right? So in Texas, for example, they actually defunded a lot of online school options that families who didn't want to go back to public school right now were using.
Of course.
And so it's this weird dynamic where the state solution to a bunch of different people with diverse needs was to limit options more, right? And so
that's by design.
Aren't okay with that.
That's part of the plan. So, you know, last year, online learning was the best thing. Everybody needs to do it. We'll never have to go back to school again. They started calling what you would just call school in person. Well, is it in-person learning? No, that's just called school. You go there. And then all of a sudden now, because they have another agenda now, more. So now all of a sudden now they're cutting off the resources. So it's not about the education.
Right.
That's further proof. That is further proof. I'm glad that you shared that. Jeremy, give your website, and I'm excited for you to come back next month to share more information about the progress that you're making and some success stories on how parents decided to step up to the plate and take care of what needs to be done.
Since we're talking to a national audience here, the best resource for them to go to is homeeducator.com, and that can direct them to the information they need for any state that they might be in.
That's great. We're going to add that to we're putting a homeschooling page together on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're going to add that and your guys' information too, because the more people can have access to the information, we make it easy. We get these kids out of the schools, because what's going to happen, like you just mentioned, it might seem difficult, but if you have to unwind everything that they've been learning, which is because it's opposite and lies, you're redoing everything anyway, right? And why do the same thing over and over? You know, that's why, and expect a different result. That's in the definition of insanity. So thank you so much, Jeremy, for coming on. And I look forward, again, like I said, to having you on next month. And we're focusing on homeschooling here in AZ. We're going to be doing some cool stuff, and I will keep you in the loop and share any contacts that I have so that the you guys can all come together.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend in the great state of Texas. All right. We are behind. It's 12:55, a little off the rails today, so I apologize to Doc Jen, my next guest, for being late. I hope she was at least entertained while she's waiting in the queue. My next guest is a new partner, and I've been excited to have her on the show, Dr. Jennifer Rivera. She's the founder and owner of Accelerated Performance Institute, where faith meets functional medicine and human performance. You know how I love it to have these health people on, because I have them come on the show and then I don't follow what they tell me. But this is September to Remember, 30 days of doing things differently. So she comes on the perfect episode. Her institution believes in healing root issues for physical, emotional, and spiritual holistic health through biblical integrative medicine. Look, perfect timing. Audience, big round of applause for Doc Jen. How are you today, good doctor?
I'm doing well, Michelle. How are you? I'm enjoying the show.
I am good. You say that again. I heard something positive. What did you say?
I said you were having a great show. I was enjoying the speakers before me.
Oh, good. Good. I am glad that you were entertained. I figured this is right up your alley based on who I know that you know and what you do and who you are. So tell us a little bit about you and why your practice is so successful with this different approach to healing. Because you're like a real doctor. You're not just somebody who kept going to school like Dr. Jill Biden, right? You're a real doctor.
Well, I earned actually my clinical doctorate in physical therapy. So that was where I started in the healthcare or medical field. And then I got tired of chasing pain and symptoms, right? So I would have somebody come in with back pain or arthritis or whatever label you want to put it on. And I said, okay, there's got to be something else. So then the Lord led me 3-4 years ago to functional medicine, which was more root cause. And so then I started to look into blood work. I wanted to see what labs said. So for example, if somebody had shoulder pain and they've been to the chiro and they've been to the massage and they've done all these things and they're still having shoulder issues, well, then we draw labs and we can find, say, for example, a bacterial infection that happened to settle in the shoulder joint. So then we can actually address that from the root.
Oh.
But that biochemical model, which is the modern medicine model, biochemical model, using supplements, using pharmacia, was still kind of a wall for me. And so then a couple years ago, 2.5 years ago or so, I started getting into bioenergetics. And that's a really fun realm. So getting into scalar energy and frequency and how everything is frequency. Everything has frequency. Our bodies have frequency. Our brain, our different organ systems have frequency. And then I started comparing that to things that the Bible said. And so I started to see how our bodies are very similar to, let's say, our computer system. So we have a physical body, the hardware, it's a visible part, and then we have software, which is the energetic system, the spiritual realm, that's the invisible part. And so what I do now is this really interesting combination of the biochemistry using supplements and herbals and essential oils, but also bioenergetics, where I can feel these different pulses that it's like a cardiovascular pulse, but it's not because they're at very specific points.
So this might be a little foreign for some people. This might be, they might be saying, this is opposite of what we've always been told. Well, let me make it a little easier for people. Everything that you have been told is literally based on a lie because you're seeing it over the past 18, 20 months, you know, follow the science. None of that is science. So these alternative things have actually been purposely suppressed back in the early 1900s, because that was what Rockefeller and Carnegie did. And I've learned all this recently when I just decided to start apologizing to all the people that I kind of thought were conspiracy theorists or crazy. And it turns out these people have been right for 10, 20, 30 years. Okay. So I get it because it makes too much sense. Yeah. And the scalar energy, Tom Palladino has been on our show a couple times, and he has a process that he uses that energy. That's when I first started to go, and years ago, quantum physics, I had a guest on my radio show that was just way too over my head at that point, which it's still a little complicated, but it's in this whole realm that you're talking about. And that's why this stuff really works. It makes sense. People just need to, I don't know, relearn or accept that there's other ways, and you don't need to be loaded up on pharmaceutical drugs. And I loved how you said pharmakia.
Yes, and it's really interesting in the times that we're in, because if we go to Revelation 18:23, it very specifically says all nations were deceived by your, referring to Babylon's, sorcery, which is another word for pharmakia. And so I'm always harping to my clients and whoever will listen that pharmakia doesn't actually cure anything. It only lies to the body. Single drug that will actually cure anything in the body. But we do have scientific proof that has been, whether you want to say it's been quelled or censored or just put under the rug, that we have this bioenergetic system. Dr. Vohl, who died in 1976, he was able to use what's called an ohm meter, and he found a 100 times increase in the energy at these specific points where I'll put my hands, and you can feel these different pulses. That's where we get this concept of kinesthetic or muscle testing, where somebody can hold something and get weaker, or you can test different things and they'll get weaker or stronger. Interestingly, Dr. Vohl, another guy named Doris, and a Dr. Werner Joule, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, they, back in the day, injected radioactive isotopes into these specific points, and they were able to measure them by gamma camera imaging. And they would see how they traveled along the body. And it didn't travel along the lymphatic system. It did not travel along the cardiovascular system. It was a completely energetic system. So even if you go back in time to the Japanese and different cultures who do acupuncture, they will admit that they got their information back from the time of Moses.
It makes sense why they don't want you to know about all this, because they can't make money off of you.
Right,
and they can't make you sick and then control you, because then you can't be productive, because then you can't speak out, stand up, show up if you're not feeling well. Makes sense to me. Doc Jen, we're going to have you come on one of the longer segments. I'll get a hold of you in the next week or so, and we'll plan something out, because this is fascinating and more people need to know about it, because they've been lied to for their entire life, and they have all these false authorities just slinging them lines of poop, and they can turn their lives around pretty quickly here. And of course, you want to be proactive at this point, because people are shedding all over you. You don't want to be shed on by these vax people, dangerous shedders. Don't shed on me. I'll tell you that. stay 6 feet away from me, you vaccinated crazy person who's going to end up dying in the next 6 months to 3 years anyway. And that's not just me. That's all the people that are talking about it. Anyway, Doc Jen, give your website, would you please, my dear?
Yes, ma'am. I am at docjen.org, docjen.org.
So simple. See, it's all simple, people. I think that is the theme of the show today. Simplicity can make your life so much better, and especially with your health. Doc Jen, have a great weekend. Thank you for coming on, and make sure you book for next month. But I'm going to also have you on a longer form segment, because this is what people need to hear now. Definitely, especially what's going on in the world. It's going to make
Thank
everybody
you so
healthy.
Thank you for having me. Have a blessed weekend.
You too. Oh, my goodness. I am late. 104. I just wanted to also mention that there's been a lot of people asking, how do we support this show, Michelle? Can we donate? Because we know you got to pay for something. You got to keep the lights on, right? Actually, the cost just to do the things with the show is expensive. So they said, what can you do? Do you want to donate? I said, no, you don't donate. You don't do that. No. What I did was I set up an entire platform, which is our marketplace, right? The entire platform is our marketplace. So I don't want you to spend any of your hard-earned money without getting something in return. So we made it simple. Go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. 57 different well-known websites and brands that are listed on there. They're for your business. They're for your personal. They're for entertainment. You know, you got all kinds of categories of the different things you can buy, products and services. So go over to there. We invent what we do is we also are donating 2 to 20% of your purchase price to our nonprofit partners and organizations and groups helping support vets, pets, kids, and freedom. And it also helps support this show. So the bigger we get, the more people can get the truth and more people can change their lives, grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their community. So head on over there, check it out. MyPillow is one of our biggest partners. Promo code for that is HOME, H-O-M-E. And of course, you're going to get up to the 66%, all the commercials that you hear and buy one, get one. There's 110 different products. And if you go to our website and you click that marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you'll never pay more than if you went to the websites directly. You actually get discounts that you're not going to get if you go there directly. So go check it out. Not only are you getting discounts, you're buying stuff that you're buying anyway. You're just going different place to get it. You're getting it cheaper. You're helping out others and you're keeping the show afloat. So check that out, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And MyPillow, you can go there directly, mypillow.com. Just use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, and Big Mike. You're helping him too, because you know he's fighting. He's fighting for freedom. The guy spent $15 million already of his own money on all this election fraud revealing and research and support. $15 million, right? And of course, he's been yanked out of all the big box stores. So that'll help his company. And he donates 20% to our organization so we can get more people to get the truth, more people to get out and stand up and fight for their freedoms and help others in need, especially in the communities. How awesome is that? And before I bring in my next guest, I wanted to give you guys some business tips, and then we are going to hit the soapbox hard with Anna. So here, real quick, we're going to segue into that. Like I said, I'm behind, so I'm going to catch up right now. All right, if it is September to remember, and if it is 30 days of doing things differently, I've got to give you the resources to do things differently. So how about if we start with free, right? How about we start with free? So what I did on that marketplace tab, so you're going to go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You're going to go to the marketplace tab. And at the very top, once you get to the website, right, the marketplace, our marketplace, the Everything Home Marketplace, you're going to see one of the pages is called free. Click on that. You're going to have Canva for graphics, right? You're going to have launch links, which I talked about earlier. You can list all of your social media and website links in one place and then provide only one website when you're promoting yourself, right? So there's only – so that you list everything on there, especially if you want to do specials or whatever you want to direct people to, like a certain page on your website in addition to social media. And that's all free. And then launch cart. This thing's amazing. You create and sell your own custom merchandise for free. They even have templates if you just want to pick some of the things that they have. They have 10,000 things to choose from. And it's all free. It's literally, you can start selling stuff with your own branding on it, or you can use other people's and other designs, and it's all free. You only pay a commission once the item is sold. They do everything. Everything's shipped. They make it. You just figure out what you want, and you design it. Right, click, click. It's all click. It's the easiest thing. And then let's just say it's $10. And then maybe it's 10%. I don't remember off the top of my head. Then you pay them a dollar, you get nine. Hello? What launch cart? They're on there too. And Restream. You can automatically live stream videos and podcasts on 3 social media platforms for free. You need to be doing that. You need to be doing that. And if you sign up for our newsletter, you get all this information weekly. I'm going to be loading it up because if I'm going to have you have a September to remember and you're going to be doing things differently, you're going to have the resources and I'm going to give them to you. To sign up for our newsletter, you can do that by going to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Lower right-hand corner of every page, you will see sign up, join here, something along those lines for the newsletter. So do that. I'm going to give you more information than you can ever imagine. You just got to use it. And then real quick, here is a little information about our Promos for a Purpose program where we're taking nonprofit organizations, combining them with for-profit organizations, creating a purpose-driven business, doing everything for you, literally the ultimate marketing experience. And will change everything for you and your brand. Create a brand. It's fascinating. It is working. It is working. Take a listen, and then we'll jump over to the next guest.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. All right, let's get Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox started.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
My special guest is Anna Van Hock. She's the vice president for the Arizona chapter of Children's Health Defense, as in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s organization, one of my new heroes. Huge fan. Never before until I actually paid attention to what the man had to say. I encourage you all to pay attention to what these truth providers tell you. Their mission is to end the childhood health epidemics by working aggressively to eliminate harmful exposures, hold those responsible accountable, you know, the nefarious Nazi child abusers, and establish safeguards so it never happens again. I'll tell you a little bit about Anna, which is interesting. Her story is really quite fascinating. Anna's been a parental rights advocate since 2010 when her oldest daughter was diagnosed with ADHD, ODD, and celiac. And after doing a deep dive into the research of vaccines, she connected the dots and realized both her daughters are vaccine injured. I didn't know what that meant until a few months ago, and now it all makes sense, everybody. So a big round of applause for a passionate patriot who is defending children's rights and freedom and getting rid of these nefarious characters that are hurting the kids on purpose. Big round of applause. Anna, my new friend, how are you, my dear?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. I am very good. We had an amazing conversation yesterday. I learned so much about you and the incredible work that you and the organization is doing. And, of course, I'm just besides myself when I hear these stories of what's happening with masks and the non-vaccine with kids and then even – adults when they're going into, get a simple medical procedure or going to the doctor's office. I mean, it is completely, that's just Arizona, which you would think that we would be a little bit more conservative here. But when it comes to the medical community, the education community, the government, it's completely out of control. It's crazy what's going on.
It is very out of control, and hopefully, you know, I can get some information out today to help, you know, not only parents but individuals fight and be able to go to the doctor and go to the school and feel like they're free again.
So because your history is extremely interesting and the amount of experience that you've actually like self-taught, right? It's unbelievable. And what you've accomplished and the battles you've had to fight, because you're literally fighting non-common sense, people. Tell us a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I want you to share the issues with your daughters and how things have changed when you changed the way that they were having their health or their health advisors. You know, let's call them that, because some of these people shouldn't be called doctors. And then I want to talk about the organization, and then we'll get some nitty-gritty and do a little deep dive on some things that are going on so people can relate. Because if it hasn't happened to them, it's just a matter of when. It's not if, it's just when, because it will be happening.
So starting with, you know, just as far as people fighting for their rights, you know,
tell them about you because you're
oh about me
is,
I'm sorry
yeah, you, no that's okay I want them to know a little bit about you, because your history and what you've done and the battles that you've overcome, just because you decided to participate and speak up, and then that's what got you to the position that you're in at this organization, because you were just doing it because you ran into battles with just having two kids.
Right. Yeah. And once my oldest daughter at the age of 5, she was diagnosed with, you know, everything in the book, ADHD, ODD, and she completely changed at about 16 months, which was shortly after her MMR vaccine. And that continued until she was about 5. I took her to a psychologist at age 2 and and they couldn't diagnose her with anything at that age. But when she started kindergarten, they were able to do that. And then a month after these diagnoses, they diagnosed her with celiac disease and then having to be gluten-free and, trying to force the school to accommodate her, which, you know, and provide her an IEP or a 504. And they fought me back tooth and nail. And luckily for me, the superintendent of my school district used to be on a celiac board, and so he understood how severe of an issue this was, and so he told the school to immediately help me with an IEP. Since then, I've continued to fight every year, and, you know, every year it's an issue as far as accommodations are concerned. And I'm having an issue again this year, oddly enough, where a teacher is refusing to purchase supplies only for my daughter, but she'll purchase for all the other students. So that's a new battle I've got to fight. But because of that, I started helping other parents to fight for their children's rights and to be able to get IEPs and 504s. I've attended meetings for other parents, to have as an advocate, to unpaid advocate, to help, get their 504s and IEPs done, and have been successful. I've sued my school district. I've filed 2 civil rights cases against my school district for violating my child's IEP.
Can you explain what the IEP and the 404 is? For those who don't know,
504. So an IEP is an individualized education program where they create accommodations to meet the child's needs. And a 504 does the same thing, but with an IEP, it's a little more detailed, where you have to have, annual meetings and update the IEP based on goals, and they're graded on, how much of the goal they're meeting, where with the 504, there's really no goals. It's just accommodations that the school provides. These are federal, federal documents. So the school gets additional money for children who have 504 and IEPs to be able to meet these accommodations. So even then, they still fight you on it, because it just creates more work for them, and they just don't want to do the work. But it's their job, and we're going to force them to do it. So I've managed to, and then these IEPs and 504s continue into college as well. As long as they're in school.
You have these for your daughter now that they've been approved, and then all of a sudden this year they're pushing back and saying we're not going to honor them, even though this is not her first year in school with them. She's had these multiple years, and then they're deciding, well, we want to give her a hard time, so we're just going to go ahead and cause some problems. Is that pretty much what's happening?
No, well, so every year there seems to be some sort of issue with her accommodations, but this year, so last year I pulled my children from my school district and put them in a charter school, and it's, aside from this issue, it's been amazing. My children have not worn masks last year or this year ever. My children, never have had a mask on their face. Both my children are considered immunocompromised, and guess what? They've survived. They haven't been sick. I make sure I take care of their immune system, and they've done great. But this year, I got the syllabus, and it talked about she's taking, I think it's psychology, and it mentioned something about discussing sexual education in that class and how the brain works with that. And so I called the school and the teacher, and I said, I'd like to discuss this further. And she's like, and just so you know, we're going to be using, potential gluten items in class. And I said, okay. I said, we can discuss it when we meet. And I actually have the entire recording. I recorded the whole conversation. And the teacher it's very obvious that the teacher and her case manager is new as well. And neither of them are very educated on, IEPs and accommodations and how you can't violate these accommodations because they can lose their funding. The teacher pretty much said to me, she does not want to spend her money on my child. One of the assignments is working with Oreos. The Oreo brand Oreos are just the gluten-free ones are just as delicious as the regular. But she said she does not want to have to buy those supplies for my daughter, even though she buys it for the rest of the class.
She gets extra money, though. For your daughter.
Right. The school does, yeah. And she claimed that the school doesn't pay for any of it, and it comes out of her pocket, and her husband refuses to let her.
Yeah, she needs to go talk to the people that are hoarding the money, which is the administration and the superintendents, because they got $12 billion in Arizona for school this year. That's not including property taxes and the money they get from the lottery. So that's a lot of money. And I think they can buy some Oreos. Plus they got money for your daughter because of her IEP. So,
right. And it's not the point. I mean, I can buy a box of Oreos and take it to school,
it's bigger
but
than
I shouldn't
that.
Have to do that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If they're accommodating other children and I asked her, I said, would you bring in, if there was a child in here with a peanut allergy, would you bring in peanuts into this classroom? And she goes, no, we wouldn't. I said, okay, so I'm not telling you can't bring gluten stuff in the classroom. I'm just telling you there's alternatives in order to accommodate my child. So these have been my battles she's a junior now. So for 11 years or 12, you count kindergarten, that I've been fighting, and I will not give up, and the school gets to know me really quick, and, my husband feared that my daughter would be, labeled or whatever. For me, as long as they're doing what they're supposed to, they can label me as much as they want, but I rather have them be afraid and follow the law than not
do their job. How about they just do their job? It's not about the cookie at that point. It's about that is the ideology of how the teacher is. And that's, there's a lot of teachers that would do that same thing. I don't know how a person who would be called a parent or just a, you know, normal person, right? Who has just, you know, we all have feelings and emotions, even if we don't have children. You know, we just like, we use common sense. And then, of course, this is a teacher. I don't, who in their right mind would do that? I just, you know what I mean? Right. It just makes you go, wow. So if that's what you feel, I don't even want to know how you feel and think about other things that you're now teaching kids. That's scary.
Right.
If that's what you, if that's your principles over a cookie for a kid, you right. know what I mean? That's,
yeah,
that means,
exactly.
means a lot more than the cookie. Wow. That's what's teaching your children. People, you got to be careful. So I say yank them out unless
Absolutely.
You find a, unless you find
well,
an amazing school.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, you know, about the charter school, they actually, every teacher within the school district has received a letter from the school board telling them that they need to stick to the subject and not teach their opinions or beliefs. And so that is very comforting to me. And my children are old enough to where they call, you know, they talk to me and they come home and tell me if there's something that was discussed and, oh, mom, we talked about, you know, vaccines today and what about them? And so, you know, we're able to have these open conversations. And, you know, and if there's something that I don't agree with, you know, I will definitely reach out to the school.
You know, it's sad
but
that it's
so
come
far
to that
it hasn't
where,
been an issue.
Yeah, it's sad that it's come to the fact that they have to issue a letter to tell people not to teach their opinions and to follow the curriculum.
Right.
Like, what planet are we living in, right? The fact that we're having these conversations about school anyway, when all the people that are in the state are paying for it in some way or another because it's they get so much money from the state, which is your and my tax dollars in every capacity. So it doesn't matter if you have kids or if your kids are grown or you don't own a house because you're saying, well, I don't pay property taxes. Yep, you're paying taxes into everything in Arizona for everything that you touch.
Yeah.
And that is 50% that's going to the schools. So that's why more parents and more people need to be a little bit more engaged because this is insane. That's how your money is being spent. So is there anything else that you want to share about your personal stories with your daughters and the vaccines before we talk about some other issues and then the organization? I want to focus on that for a little bit.
I would just like to share, you know, I know everybody's kind of frantic about this COVID-19 vaccine, but my oldest daughter who was injured by the MMR, you know, at that point, I didn't connect the dots, and it wasn't until she was 10, she's now 16, but 6 years ago, she went in for seventh grade. They, you know, ask you to get the meningitis and the Tdap boosters, and, you know, I, being ignorant at the time, I took my child in, and they gave her the Tdap booster that day, and within 2 weeks, she developed encephalitis, which is swelling of the brain. And at that point is when I just, you know, I took her to the neurologist who she had seen since she was 2.5. And it was the neurologist that said to me, you can no longer vaccinate her. And I thought, wait a minute, I have a choice. And, you know, I didn't know I had a choice. And, you know, and that's what I, you know, my advocacy and me being so vocal is to allow parents to be educated so that they don't regret like I did and, you know, and realize, oh my goodness, I did this to my child. You know, and 6 years later, we still deal with side effects. Wow. You know, she's got motor tics from it and, you know, vocal tics. She had severe OCD and severe anxiety and, you know, and every time she would get a minor cold, I would heal her and then she would get a minor cold and then the tics would come back. And, you know, and now I've got her to the point to where she's pretty much healed, but we still deal with those minor tics. But, you know, we've learned to deal with it and to live with it and know that that's not going to ever go away. but I never want any other parent to deal with what we went through. And for my 10-year-old to come to me and say, "Mommy, please help. I can't do anything if I don't do what my brain tells me to do." It was definitely horrible going through that process.
Yeah, and as you mentioned,
which is why I'm here today.
Yeah, I mean, you end up beating yourself up and saying, you know, what have I done? It's just, you know, we want to kind of remove that from how parents are thinking, because all of us have been lied to and indoctrinated as that is what needs to happen since we were young kids. Like when we got vaccinated, this is back in the 70s, I think it was like 3 or 4 vaccines. Now the last I had heard it was 72. And I kind of was wondering why everybody last year when they're saying, oh, they're talking about, this is before the COVID non-vaccine. And I call it a non-vaccine because it's not a vaccine, it's a bioweapon. And last year people were talking about just vaccinations in general. I'm like, why are these parents talking about, you know, who are these crazy people with the non-vaccine? What is this? What is anti-vaxxers? I had no idea. I had no idea there was 72. Mm-hmm. How could just using common sense, how could it be good to have 72 injections of a chemical? And God only knows what's in these things into a body of somebody who is young or even pregnant. That just doesn't make any, there's no common sense there. So we've all been lied to by the pharma industry and, you know, these doctors, the medical AMA, all of these fancy groups and think tanks and foundations for years. And it's all based on lies. They want you sick. They don't want you healthy, right? We were talking about that with Doc Jen. And that's when I tuned in to, well, I don't know, facts and the truth. And that's when I finally gave Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a try and listened to him and went, oh my God, I owe this guy an apology. All these
right.
years, I owe all of these. I owe the Bollingers an apology. I owe Andy Wakeman an apology.
Wakeman.
I owe Dr. Judy Mikovits.
It's actually
an apology.
Andy.
Wakefield.
Actually Andy Wakefield's birthday today. Yes.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Dr. Andy Wakefield. I hope he gets the funding for his movie. So then that way they can move that sucker forward, because people need to hear more of the truth. So I owe all of these people an apology, because I didn't think that, like, God, who are these crazy people? And they're not. They've been telling the truth for 10, 20, 30 years. So, wow, you're in the perfect role. You're in the perfect role for what you have gone through and you continue to go through to really spearhead the Arizona chapter of Children's Health Defense and really make it a strong organization and group here, because parents need these resources and they need to know what to do. And you've become an expert in how to fight with, you know, the lawsuits and the IEPs now and the 504s and all these things that, and the patient bill of rights. Well, before we go down that road and give people some specifics and then things that are coming up, what do you want to share something about the Children's Health Defense and what you guys are particularly doing here in Arizona?
And I before I do that, I just want to say that there's 16 doses, 16 vaccines, and there's 72 doses of the 16 vaccines by the time the child is 18. I received like 21 in my entire life, and by the time a child is 18, they receive 72 doses. So it is very scary what's happening. And there's over like 200 vaccines in the pipeline. You know how they've been hyping RSV lately? Well, there's an RSV vaccine about to be released that already got FDA approval.
Can you tell what RSV is?
Anytime they create panic.
Yeah, tell me what RSV
I'm
is.
I'm sorry?
RSV, you said what, tell me what that is.
It's a respiratory virus, and, you know, mainly in children. And right now there's this huge rise in cases. Obviously masks have a lot to do with that. But, you know, the news is going crazy that there's this rise in RSV. Well, there will be a vaccine released soon. So Anytime they create a panic and then they bring the solution, just know that this is something you should not be trusting. But
it's like the fireman.
PhD,
it's like the fireman who liked the fire, and then he's the first person to show up to put it out. You're going, something's a little squirrely.
Absolutely. Children's Health Defense, as you mentioned in the beginning, they address toxic exposures to children. These exposures include pesticides, fluoride, EMF radiation, vaccines. Chronic illness has exploded amongst children. 54% of our children have a chronic illness right now. That is way too many. That is way too much.
Crazy.
And it breaks my heart. CHD recently won a case against the FCC related to the 5G technology, which will then force FCC to reevaluate the new science when it comes to radiation exposure, because their science that they're using is very outdated. They had a case against Monsanto, which will prevent them from selling glyphosate in the U.S. ever again.
Oh, whoa. They didn't win that yet, though, right? It's in the works.
I'm pretty sure they did.
That's a
big
deal.
They did.
That's huge.
Very huge deal, yeah. These are the things that we want to concentrate as far as Arizona is concerned. You know, we've got 5G blowing up. There's fluoride in our water, and all these toxic exposures. And when you with school, I called in one time and I talked to the nurse, and she's like, we have so many children. Obviously, she didn't list children, but, she said, we have so many children that have anxiety disorders and all these issues. And, my child being one of them. But we have to fix this. And, hopefully working with legislators, I'm also a precinct committeeman. And I became a precinct committeeman to get to know my legislators and be able to work with them closely. And luckily in my district, our legislators are pro parental rights, and pro medical freedom. And, I appreciate that, but we need that and be able to work with them and save the future of Arizona. Because the way things are going now is extremely dangerous.
So do you want to share about the patient bill of rights, and then I believe it's the parental bill of rights.
Parental bill of rights. Yeah.
Yeah. What that actually is, because parents do have rights, they just don't know them.
Correct. So in 2020, June 5th of 2020, Governor Ducey signed SB 1061 into law, which established ARS 15-249.16, which requires all school districts and charter schools to have the Parental Bill of Rights, which is ARS 1-602, be posted on all their websites. There are over 600 school districts in the state of Arizona, and the majority of these school districts do not have them, and we are well over a year past when this bill was signed into law. And I'd like to be able to – we had discussed doing a project earlier in the year, but I think we're going to pick it up and, get a message out to all these school districts and make sure that they are following the law and that they have the Parental Bill of Rights on their website, so that, that's easily accessible so that parents know their rights. We have heard, ARS 1-602 used in a lot of school board meetings since last year, and a lot of parents learned about it last year. In this ARS 1-602, number 5, it says parents get to make the healthcare decisions for their children. a mask is a medical mask is a medical device. And if parents choose not to mask their children, that is their choice under this law. And we've heard Governor Ducey use this statute in many of his news releases recently against these schools that are masking children before the law kicks in September. The new law kicks in September. Although the law, when the law was signed, there was a retroactive date of June 30th in there. And why this judge that handled the case against the Phoenix Union School District didn't acknowledge that June 30th date is beyond me.
He's corrupt. He's part of the problem. There it is. I'll say it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But also in this bill, number 7, it says no biometrics without consent of the parent. That includes temperature checks. All these parents allowed their children's temperature to be taken last year when this law prevents the schools from doing that without parental consent. And, you know, again, laws have been violated in the last 19 months and nobody seems to care and nobody seems to be doing anything about it, which is really unfortunate.
So there's a law already on the books that says parents get to make their own medical decisions for their children. And the schools are saying, we don't care what that law says that's been there. And we don't care so much that we're not even going to list the Parental Bill of Rights on our website, which it's required. So we hate both of those laws. And these aren't mandates. These aren't ordinances. These aren't executive orders. This is actually law in the state of Arizona. So they're violating the law. But then the people who are enforcing the law are not enforcing this. So the pressure needs.
Well, there's really no enforcement. There's no the bill has
no penalty.
There's no penalty. So, you know, and that's a huge problem when lawmakers, you know, just like Senator Shope, he refused to pass the vaccine ban bill, you know, to prevent, you know, employers and stores and whatever businesses from mandating vaccines. He refused because he's a business owner in Pinal County. He owns a grocery store and he didn't want the government telling him what to do. Well, the government already tells him what to do. The government tells these businesses already what to do. But he refused to allow that bill to pass. And then the bills that did pass, there's no enforcement. There's no punishment for these people that are violating it. So if we can't, you know, put teeth into these bills, then it's just words on paper. So hopefully next session. Exactly.
Well,
and so hopefully
And you've been in this world for a while. It always is, oh, well, then maybe they'll do it next session. Well, no, then they know they need to not be there. I don't care if they did. You know, it's gotten to the point where I think everybody is so frustrated where nothing, you make progress, but it's like the game shoots and ladders. You take 3 steps forward. Next thing you know, you have 5 steps back because things are counteracting each other. And then, okay, they're not in session. I don't care. You're going to work. I'm going to work. Other people are going to work. So then get your asses to do something because obviously what's going on in Arizona with the non-vaccines and the employers and the schools and even just the masks or even going to the doctor's office. So you tell me that story, which I want you to share that about the little boy and not being seen at medical, being denied medical care because you're not going to put a mask on somebody or then it's going to be the non-vaccine next. I mean, there needs to be something. I don't care if you're not in session. Then you better do it now. But obviously they don't want to because if they have the power to do it.
Well,
Doug Ducey has the power to do a lot of things. He's choosing not to. Okay, but
absolutely.
We don't get that. We don't get that as regular as the people. You know, we the people have to suffer the consequences of what these elected elites get to decide when they choose to do something or when they choose to work or what does it matter? When you have an issue, you address it. That's just called going through life. There's major issues here, but nobody's addressing it. And it could be literally like the border. I don't want to go off tangent, but the border can be stopped tomorrow, can be stopped this afternoon. It just takes a stroke of a pen to enforce the Constitution. Nobody wants to do it. They all point the finger. Oh, it's federal. No. States have the right to do what they need to do to protect the people in the state. And that's their duty.
Absolutely.
So they forget that the Constitution is on their side because nobody wants to do anything. Why? You say, why? Well, you're either ignorant, which I don't think they're ignorant at this point. You're corrupt. Probably. You're part of the problem. There you go.
Well, Ducey is on the board of TGen, which is doing the testing and the vaccine. So he's
mm-hmm.
making a huge profit out of this. So obviously he's going to do the minimum. He's going to throw the crumbs out there and go, see, I'm doing something. But then, he turns around and does something else. And so I don't trust the man.
Nope.
And but I'm hoping, next session that we can work with legislators and get some teeth onto this parental bill of rights because it needs teeth. It needs consequences for anybody that violates them, violates these rights. One other thing as far as vaccines, on our website, az.childrenshealthdefense.org, under resources, the Arizona Parental Bill of Rights is there, but we also have all three vaccine exemptions there. So if you need it, you can find them there. Arizona also has the Arizona State Immunization Information System, ASIIS system. The Department of Health will not tell you that they have an opt-out form. This is the same system they are tracking COVID-19 vaccines. I recently had to have surgery, and the hospital just took it upon themselves to go check the system whether I was vaccinated or not. And they came back and said, well, you're not in the system. I said, well, I opted out of that system back in December, so you can't find my information whether I got it or not. So parents parents have a choice. You can opt your children out of the system if you or them have ever received a vaccine in the state of Arizona. Most likely your information is in that system. I don't know how long they keep it in the system, but your children's is definitely in there. But there's an adult form and a child form on our website. You will not find these forms on the DHS's website. But you can fill these out and send them in to DHS and give a copy to the pediatrician, and that will force them to pediatrician to stop reporting to DHS. And it will also tell DHS to remove these records out of their system. And after I submitted my children's and mine back in December, after a couple months, I called in and said I wanted a copy. And they said, you're not in the system. So that's the only downfall. If you ever lose your shot records, you can never get a copy again because they're gone. So keep that in mind. But that option is there. So it also prevents any other medical facility from going into the system or an employer going into the system and checking your vax status.
Wow. I had no idea they were tracking it. And that's actually the providers of the non-vaccine, I'm assuming, all have access to this. So when somebody gets it, they rush to the computer to make sure that they get logged in, probably because they get paid to on every input, I'm sure there's money. Otherwise, why would you bother?
Absolutely. And actually, this year there was a bill passed, which gave access to this information to a third party company, which now goes and tracks this information and then reports the data back to DHS. So now there's a whole third-party company that has access to all of these records.
And that was given by who, did you say?
This was a bill that passed this year.
A bill?
I don't remember the bill number.
Yeah. That's our legislators, the House and the Senate. So they said, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and give a third-party personal information, which to me, there seems to be like, there's got to be a HIPAA violation somewhere in here. Would make sense, right? Mm-hmm. Something along those lines. And they said, that's a great idea. Let's move that up onto the top of the list as opposed to fixing any of the other things that actually matter. That's interesting. I did not know that.
And HIPAA only applies to medical facilities and doctors and nurses. So.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yes. So HIPAA does not apply to anything else, unfortunately.
So doctors, nurses, and medical facilities. People don't know this, Steph.
Correct.
Anna, they don't know this. They just think it's for everything.
I know.
Because they just throw out words, which then sometimes it ruins their own validity or their own argument when they just throw something out because they heard it. And then the person who's nefarious, who wants to not help you or wants you to, whatever their agenda is, and they could throw it back in your face and you're like, oh, man, I used the wrong word. Yes. So it is important to make sure you know what you're talking about because you're up against people who are looking for any little thing that they could say, oh, nope, sorry, case closed. Yeah, sorry, nope. So you have to do your homework. It's amazing what we have to learn when the enemy has an agenda to enforce something on you because they're going to do whatever they can to do that. So you have to know the playbook of the enemy, right, in order to beat the enemy.
Absolutely. And there's also the ARS 36789, which is related to quarantine and isolation. The schools are isolating children, quarantining children for exposure and contact tracing them. And this specific statute, Department of Health has to say that there's an outbreak at a school. They have to officially call it an outbreak in order for the school to quarantine a child. We do have current laws on the books, with these exemptions. There is a statute in there that says that if there is, let's say, a measles outbreak at school, that if a child is non-vaccinated, I hate unvaccinated because you can't unvax anything. If a child is not vaccinated for measles, then they have to stay out of school. I think it's like 20 days. And so we do have those laws related to other vaccines. But there's nothing right now on the COVID shot. It's not on these exemption forms. It has to go through the legislative process to be added to the child immunization schedule and then to be added to these forms. So right now it's not on there. Correct. These schools quarantining children without, they're saying that the Maricopa Department of Health is calling the shots. We had a parent call the 211 Arizona. If you just dial 211 from your phone, you'll get connected. And he called the number and asked them, is quarantining required? And the person that he spoke to, he recorded the whole call and I posted it on our Facebook page. But they said, no, it's not a requirement. It's a recommendation by the CDC, but it is not required. But here we have all these children being quarantined for 10 to 14 days and missing school, and some of them don't have, online learning options.
So they're sending them home.
The whole thing is just ridiculous.
They're sending them home, and they're not sick. They're healthy kids that are being sent home. Is that correct? Okay, so the kid, nothing wrong with the kid. Somebody took a PCR test and they may have a cold or the flu, right, which is normal. So then you're supposed to stay home if you're sick for anything, right? I don't know when that changed, but apparently 18 or 19 months ago, that changed. So the common sense of staying home when you don't feel good is gone. So then you get a test, which why would you need a test to tell you if you're sick? And the test is a PCR test, which are false positive. It's a faulty test. It doesn't tell you. It doesn't tell you if you are sick or not. It just usually comes up positive most of the time, 97% of the time, because they're designed to do that. So then you have no symptoms and you're not even sick. Or even if you didn't get tested, because you're not vaccinated, they're assuming that you needed to go home for 10 to 14 days and there's nothing wrong with your kid. And they're being forced to stay home from school. And most of the schools are not allowing the online learning because it's not about educating children. It's about isolating and forcing you at some point to get the vaccine. So that's kind of what my observation is. And that's what's happening, right? Because you're in the trenches. That is what's happening.
Correct. And they're only doing this to kids that are not vaccinated. So they're absolutely, discriminating against those children, which is awful. And
so non-vax, not sick, go home, no learning. Okay.
Correct.
Wow.
We're having a CHD now on a national level. We are having an event where it's, September 13th to September 17th, it's National Lockout Week. You keep your kids home for the entire week. And I had somebody online say, these kids are going to be dinged for, missing school, unexcused absences. I said, no,
so
there will be an excuse. I said, when you will call in every day and you say, I am keeping my child home in protest of what is happening to our children. And that is going to be your excuse. And, children get 18 days. So out of the 180 school days that they have to attend, they get 18 days to miss before supposed, they get reported for truancy. My children, because of my daughter's health issues, a chronic illness, I get those letters every year, except for last year. I mean, we traveled a lot prior to 2020 as well. We got those letters every year. And, I'd call the school and say, why are you sending me this letter? And they said, oh, just toss it. It's an automatic letter. We only report the children that we know want to drop out of school and don't really like being here. But we know your kids like to be here, so we're not going to report you. So parents just need to stop fearing for what could happen. Everybody else has. And I'm not saying break laws because, I follow the law. But 1 week of keeping your kids home in protest, if we did that across Arizona, imagine the impact.
Yeah. Oh, huge. Well, here's the logic, Anna, but I don't want to say this before I lose my train of thought because it's in the line of what you're saying. So if the parents are saying, well, what happens if we, the kids, well, you're the parent. You can, if you don't want to send your kid to school, you shouldn't even need a reason, right? Because the kid's staying home. Why? Because I said so. Okay. I'm paying for the child to go. I'm losing out by not having the child there. So if you want to think of it that way, you can. I'm in charge of my child. And if I don't want my child to go, I don't need to give you a reason as to why the child is not going there. So that makes no sense to me, right? If the parent says they're not going, they're not going. I don't need to tell you why. And so that needs to change. But if you keep them home, they're going to probably learn more you're going to literally learn more by watching the History Channel, which I was telling you the other day, than is being in school. But if the non-vaccinated, and this is for the older kids, if the non-vaccinated kids are randomly being sent home for 10 to 14 days because they're not vaccinated and they're not sick, that just means at some point your kid in the next couple weeks, a couple months, that's going to happen. Your number is going to come up, or maybe it'll come up multiple times. So unless you do something, parents, which this is a great opportunity to keep them home for a week and teach them something of value, literally teach them of something in value, then make a difference because they're going to be home anyway. They're going to be home for 10 to 14 days. So maybe this will stop once enough people take their kids out. Like every parent take their kids out for a week. And then the schools don't get the dinero, right? They don't get the money. Plus, that's going to make a big impact.
Absolutely.
And then your kids won't be home for 10 to 14 days for no reason in the next couple weeks, couple months. So everybody needs to do this. Everybody.
Right. And then after, at the end of the week on September 17th at 10 a.m., we will be having a protest at the Department of Education. In downtown. So And hope to get a big crowd out there, because we can't continue this way. We cannot continue these schools to do what they're doing to our children. And if parents don't stand up, gonna get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're pushing that Pfizer to get approved for the 5 to 12 year olds. And as you shared with me, at certain ages, kids can actually get shots at school without the parent not knowing. Do you want to mention that real quick? Because I think it's something that parents have no idea can happen at school.
Well, a lot of these, a lot of these schools are hosting, vaccines at the school. And there have been many instances where children have gone and, gotten a shot without their parents' knowledge. In the state of Arizona, also, once they become 12, they can remove their parents' access from their medical records. My daughter at 12, I took her to Phoenix Children's for a specialty appointment, and they gave me this form, and my daughter had to sign to give me access to her medical records. And I thought it was the weirdest thing. And I hadn't logged into her pediatrician's portal, because we don't need to see the pediatrician since, I stopped vaccinating. My children haven't been healthier. But we go for physicals for sports, and that's about it. But, I went to log into her portal to have access to something, and I didn't have access. So a couple weeks ago, she had to sign some forms for me to regain access. So that is something that is a law in Arizona. Again, as soon as your child turns 12, then parents lose their access to their medical records. So be aware and make sure you talk to your kids and make them understand that you pay the bills. If something happens without their knowledge, you're going to be responsible for their future medical bills. So that needs to stay an open communication. My daughter said, "Why wouldn't I want you to have access? You pay the bills." That's right, I do. So, and obviously that law was created to allow children to have access to birth control and have access to abortion and all these other things without their parents knowing. And, the insurance company keeps it quiet, and, the doctor keeps it quiet, and the parent never knows until there's something goes wrong, and then it's the parent's responsibility. Now you got to cover all these bills.
Well, then also the child is taking something that you didn't know. Then that's what I'm saying. It's very dangerous with these schools. If this, and this bill or law was passed a long time ago, because they are setting the precedent and the framework and the infrastructure for where we are now. So now that, let's just say, the schools just start shooting people up, because you said they already have them there, and the 12-year-old, I mean, the kid's 12. They'll throw a little peer pressure. They say in school one day, they say, "Well, you are you're sitting over here, but if you sit over here, then look at all the magical things that happen if you sit over here. They're like part of the cool kids, and you get like a new backpack, and we'll even give you a fancy case for your phone or whatever the soup du jour for the kids are the day. But you just got to get this little shot. It's not a big deal." Then the kid does it, and you don't even know.
That's what they were doing. That's what the Department of Education was doing at one of the sites, vaccine sites. They were giving away backpacks full of goodies to all these kids coming in to be vaccinated.
So the parents that aren't taking their kids out of school, this could be happening. Or if it hasn't happened, it didn't happen yet, it's going to happen. Remember, it's not of if, it's a matter of when. So as they get more emboldened and they want to get more of these kids vaccinated, then they're going to just do this. So why do you want your kid
right
there?
Because once the kid leaves the house, whatever.
Yeah, once the kid leaves the house, you're literally sending him into an enemy battlefield, because you don't know what these people are going to do when the kid is out of your eyesight. and you know that there are nefarious things that they are already doing, and they're going to do more. So why would you want your child there? You don't know what's going to happen. That's not including the junk that they're being told and indoctrinated into their little moldable brains. I'm talking about like health. So this is just, right. It's just nuts. So parents, yes, you need to join the Keep Them Home Week, which is the September 13th and 17th. And you know what? I want you to please send me that information. Email me the graphic, the link, anything that you've got on it, and then tag me in the post so then I could start sharing it, because I want to mention it every single day. And I'm going to start pushing it out to other people who can share it with their groups and their information. And we've got to get this huge here in Arizona. This needs to be the focus for everybody. Because this is insane. This is worse than the things you shared today. It's even worse than the stuff that you shared with me yesterday. This is insane.
You know, and we have, and the other thing I want to mention also is, you know, we have, for years we've had doctors kicking children out of their practice because, you know, parents decide they don't want to vaccinate. And, you know, over the years, parents have just found a new practice. Well, we need to hold these doctors accountable, because that's what's happening now is doctors are kicking adults out for not taking the COVID jab. And there's a way to fight back against this. This is called patient abandonment, and that's not okay. Your options to fight back, they're in violation of the patient bill of rights. There's a federal patient bill of rights, and if you go to any, you know, medical facility website, whether it's Banner or your doctor's, every single one of them has that patient bill of rights on their website, and they are in violation if they kick you out for not wearing a mask, not agreeing to wear a mask, if they kick you out for not getting the shot. They are in violation of the patient bill of rights. And you have a right, especially if you have a medical condition and can't wear these masks or get these injections, you file a civil rights case with the Attorney General's office. A simple Google search, Arizona Attorney General Civil Rights Complaint Form, and I'll take you right there, and you fill out the form. They contact you within 24 to 48 hours, do an interview, and they open up a case, and, you know, you go through a mediation process if they agree to a mediation. If they don't agree, it goes into investigation. And if found in violation, they can pay up to, you know, $75,000 for violating somebody's civil rights. People must, fight back in these, in these forms. That's the only thing we have. And then when it comes to schools, if your child has a medical condition or religious belief that is being violated by masks, then you can file a civil rights complaint with the Arizona Department of Education. If they have an IEP and they have an accommodation, a mask accommodation or whatever, and their IEP is being violated, then you file with the U.S. Department of Education, because IEPs fall under federal instead of state. There are ways to fight back. People just need to know how. And, you know, maybe if we get to flood the Attorney General's office,
exactly,
maybe he'll do something.
And that's what needs to happen. So you might say, oh, what's the point? I'm just one person. No, if every single person files and takes the time to file, yes, it's not, 5 minutes, but it's worth it. Now all of a sudden you have 10,000, you have 100,000, you have 500,000. That's what needs to happen. So you not only need to take the kids out of school, you need to file. Everybody that has a child in school needs to file a complaint about the for the mask. Just do the low-hanging fruit for the mask, unless you're stupid enough to literally put your child in a mask, which is child abuse. I'm just going to call it out for what it is, because it is harmful to their health.
It really is.
I mean, 3 minutes, they've done multiple tests. 3 minutes causes brain damage for a child, not to mention the emotional damage. And the way children learn is from visual, and they're seeing the mouth and they're seeing people's faces. So, and there's no health benefit. It only hurts people's health, is masks in general. And it's literally for obedience and complying and tyranny, which is what all this is about. This has nothing to do with health. And I know we talk about it on all the shows all the time, but apparently it's not getting through to enough people because I'm seeing people with a mask on still or a kid. I mean, that is just, that needs to end, and people need to stand up and to not comply because it's not required. It is a mandate, which is just basically a suggestion. So you need to take the time to do these civil rights complaints.
All of it
you have
is,
to do it.
All of it is recommendations, even the CDC's. It's a recommendation.
I recommend they pound
sand.
And
people need to stop.
Let's recommend they go away. That would be awesome. And we can make them go away by not listening to them. Do not listen to these people.
Absolutely.
They will lie to you your entire life. Everything from the CDC, from the FDA, from pick a letter in the agency in the government, including all the government. Literally, they've been lying to you. They've done nothing to help you except take your money and take your freedoms. So now is the time to do something. And you just got great information from Anna today, who's the VP over at Arizona Chapter of Children's Health Defense. They are lucky to have you, my dear. So you're going to send me the information?
Thank you.
You want people to join me on Facebook?
I will send it over.
Is that the best thing you want people to
Facebook,
do right
Facebook, we're on Facebook is, you know, where we post most of the stuff. We're also on Instagram, but obviously Instagram is limited to photos. But, you know, who knows how long we'll be on Facebook. You know, they might not like something I post remove us.
I looked at it
so,
yesterday. I looked yesterday. I said, oh, this is not going to last long. No. And once they put together your group is RFK Jr.'s group, who's on the disinformation dozen list, which is actually 13 people, not 12, but they don't know how to count, obviously. See, how could you follow somebody's instructions if they don't even know how to count how many people that they're actually trying to throw under the bus? There's 13 people. They call it the disinformation dozen. And you want to take their advice right from there, people. Do not do that. Anything that they tell you is going to be a lie. So, I mean, that's what I'm
Well, there's more than 12. There's definitely more than 12.
But in the group that they actually did, there's 13 because they think the Bollinger's is one person. But then again, a man is a woman and a woman is a man. And you can trans from whatever you want to whatever you want. So if you want to be a raccoon one day, you can. So I guess that's why they thought we'll just call 13 people 12 because disinformation and dozen, they both start with a D, even though there's 13 people. But that's just, you know, part of what they do. That's part of what they do. So yeah,
well,
once they find
just,
out that he's your group, they're going to be like, bye-bye, Facebook.
we'll see. But, you know, one last comment I'd like to make is CDC owns over 20 vaccine patents. The CDC, NIH, the FDA, they own patents, and they can collect royalties up to $150,000 a year. Glaxo, Pfizer, Merck, they've all paid over $35 billion in damages for falsifying data and lying to patients and doctors, and we are supposed to trust these people with our health.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. And people need to wake up because this is going to get worse if we allow this to continue.
Well said. Give the website one more time.
We are at az.childrenshealthdefense.org.
Awesome. And I'm going to add you to our must follow and join page so people can get involved. And that's our take action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I will do that this weekend. And I'm also going to add you into the on the COVID page where people can listen to interviews about the information, the facts, the truth, the documents they need, the exemptions. A little information about the Great Reset so you can understand why this is all happening for those of you who haven't tuned in to those reasons. But yeah, we're going to add you there. So this is the resource. And then, of course, they'll be able to link directly to your website and to get these forms and know what to do because you gave them great points on what can be done, what needs to happen. So it's up to the people now. You have the information. No more excuses. And it's time to take some personal responsibility. I mean, this is your kid, guys, right? This is your kid. It's not you. I mean, you're like, oh, it's just for me. It's not a big deal. I won't do it. No, this is your kid. So we kind of thought maybe that would be more of a priority. So we'll see. We'll see how many parents want to be parents and see how many parents want to be child abusers. I think then you won't have the masked and the unmasked. You won't have the vaxxed, the unvaxxed. You will have the true parent versus the child abuser. There you go. If it's all about language, well, then let's use the right language. And then maybe people will start to participate the right way and be responsible and protect their children from what is coming, which, like you even said, is worse. Anna, thank you so much for time today.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You're going to come back on, and we're going to promote this. I'm going to start pushing this out to all the groups that have been on the show and all the influencers, because everybody needs to be doing this. This is nationwide, right? This is not just Arizona.
Correct.
Okay. The nationwide call to the real parents who want to step up to the plate and be a real parent, or do you want to be a child abuser? You have to pick a lane today, people. You get to pick your lane.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because basically, if you haven't done it by now, we're going to call you out. You're a child abuser. That's it. Child abuser. So which one do you want to, what bucket do you want to be on? What team do you want to be on? All right, Midi, I will let you go do the wonderful things that you are doing with the organization. And we will get this out there to everybody. And it's time. It's time, guys. You could do this. Thank you, Anna. Have a great weekend. Anna Van Hockwit, the vice president for the Arizona chapter of Children's Health Defense. She is a freedom fighter. She's going to take kicking ass, everybody. So thank you, Anna. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now, that is a trooper, boys and girls. That is somebody who you want on your side. So definitely participate. Join them on Facebook. Follow them on Instagram. And check out their website. We're going to do that again. They're going to be listed on ours. They're going to be on the Take Action tab at Everything Home, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the Take Action tab. And then look on the must follow and join groups. And then we're going to also put them as one of the resources, one of the interviews about COVID-19. So you won't be able to reference this. And we're going to add them to our toolkit. I know I've been talking about the toolkit for a while, but I really needed to finish putting it together. These forms are great. I'm going to do this opt out of the vax thing. Now, who knew? Opt out forms, tracking, third party. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do a shout out to our legislature and people in the Senate and 216. I'm going to be real brief. The people that are in our legislature, the senators and the congressmen, or the state representatives rather. Over the past, let's see, two months, I have been informed of so many different laws that are truly based on not only child abuse, but pedophilia. And it is just shocking to me that these things have been passed, and they thought they were a good idea, like this one here, where, the third party can get your information, and then the kids can prevent their parents from getting their medical information. And then the fact that they can, at the age of 12, go basically get a shot at anything, birth control, and that's non-vaccine. They can get that without the parents' permission or even knowledge that it happened. I don't see how that is protecting a child or how that is good for anybody. So there has to be an agenda attached to why that was passed, not to mention these quarantine bill that allows the state to basically quarantine people and shut them down, which is that ARS bill, isolate and quarantine children. For like a measles outbreak? Is this a law that was in the early 1900s? I don't think so. And no, they don't get that right, because a parent if somebody is sick, they're going to stay home. School or the government, and this is that applies not only for children, that's for anybody. The government, then in Arizona passed that, I believe, in 2002, which says that they can isolate, quarantine, force vaccinations for people in the state. And it doesn't have to be kids, that's for adults. That kind of sounds like, what was a prerequisite that was the laying the foundation for the shielding camps, the concentration camps, were added to the CDC's website in June of 2020 that are coming next. And they've got one, they're building it in Tennessee, and that's what you see in Australia. So when we say it's getting worse, it's getting worse. So this is the September to remember. You have 30 days to do things differently. And this is part of it. Not only are you going to grow your business and enhance the quality of your life and make a difference, especially in your communities, these are things that need to be done to keep those kids home from school. You have nothing to lose. Everything, well, the only thing you have to lose is more of your freedom or your child, because if they are masked, they're going to hurt their health and their emotional learning, and they're being forced to comply. One of the doctors had said it's the damage that's been done to that entire generation that has been put, these masks that's put on them, is they're never going to recover from that 100%. And it'll take so much time. It'll take basically another generation to unwind the damage that was done from an emotional standpoint and from being now told to comply. So that was kind of fascinating. These are the experts. These aren't just me saying somebody told me. I read it somewhere. So yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, again, it's time, people. It is time to participate. It is time to get involved. It is time to stand up. It is time to step up to the plate, get onto the playing field. Go check out the other shows. But go to the must follow and join page on the Take Action tab and start participating in some of these groups. You can go into multiple groups, but it's time. We're going to actually be pretty active here on social media and shows this whole entire month. And there's going to be a lot of rallies planned. There's a bunch in the works here in Arizona and nationwide. So we're going to be getting that information out to everybody and then crossing it with everybody. So everybody who is getting information needs to share that every day. It's not a one-time post. It's also something where you can text somebody. You know, pick 5 people per day to text or even email or tag in these things. So that's how we do volume, because that's what it's gonna take. Everybody needs to step up to the plate. There's schools. It's going to be about vaccine mandates. It's about freedom rallies. It's about, there's already organizing one where we're going to be going to the state capitol. I've got a call tomorrow about it. There is the Strike Back, which starts the September 11th, and that's Lynn Wood is organizing that. So I'm getting more details on participating in that and getting information out to everybody. So September to remember, this is the time where you stand up for your freedom, stand up for your country. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for the people who can't stand up. And the people that are no longer here. And I'm going to leave it on that note. I want to do one quote, but also I just want to let you know today, how awesome is this? So it's Friday. Yeah. Okay. 2:22. All right. I'm 2 more minutes and that's it. So real quick, Monday, we are not going to be live, but I'll post a show. I'll come up with something for you guys based on what's going on, right? We'll pull one of the shows and replay it, one of the segments, rather. And then Wednesday, Alex Sanfilippo, the founder of Podmatch, is going to be on at 1 p.m. And Dr. Brian Artis, God, I love this guy. He is coming back for another appearance. And he'll be on at 1:30 p.m. And we're going to be having his supplements for COVID prevention, COVID prophylactics on our marketplace. Hopefully we will have them added by the time we have him on the show. So then that way you can get the supplements that you need rather than searching multiple different places and then having to look things up and look over here and look over there. Obviously, I want you to know the protocol yourself because it's important. You need to know those things, and those are on our website. If you go to the COVID Facts tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you go to the COVID Facts tab, and on there's a page that says COVID treatments, prophylactics, telemed visits, you name it. It's all there. So you can get protocol from Dr. Brian Artis. You can get it from Dr. Stella Emanuel. You can get it from Zeba Zelenko, which is the most the one that people probably take the most, and I encourage you to make your telemed visit now. Doesn't matter if you had the COVID or if you were if you're a non-vax or you're a vax person, everybody needs to get a supply of HCQ, because when you make your appointments, and they're so busy, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's 2 weeks, and then it's usually like a week to maybe get the HCQ or the ivermectin, or if even your nail stick, you've got to, you want to get the budesonide, all that information literally is on there. There's multiple resources. My Free Doctor is on there. Frontline Doctors is on there. There's a couple other websites. There's also practitioners that are practicing in person, and that's there's listed on there. And just look at all the banners and read the specifics that I stuck on there, so then you could figure out which ones you need. And can't say you didn't know. Now, no excuses. Everything is on there. So I encourage you to go ahead and make those appointments now and get your supply. You should be taking it proactively. And it'll end up being once a week after you do your first week. And some people choose to take the ivermectin once a week. That's on there too. You could get those. So it just depends on which one makes the sense for you. But you need to be proactive and do the supplements too. So yeah, that's awesome. Oh, and then Dr. Eric Naputi is going to be coming on the 24th at 1 p.m. Yeah. So two great guys that are out there telling the truth and encouraging other people to take care of themselves and step up to the plate and help others. So real quick, I just wanted to give this quote, because as I said, it is time. It is time to stand up for your freedom. Remember that those who stand for nothing fall for anything. And it's time to figure out what you stand for, because things are moving fast, and they have been, and they're just going to get, it's going to get faster. It's going to get hairier. And things are going to escalate here very, very quickly, because as the quote-unquote cases rise and as people are getting sick and they're getting all of these symptoms, which is coming from the non-vaccine, the people, you know, those the people that are shedding, you know, I don't want you to shed on me. Don't shed on me. You better stand back. Don't shed on me. They're shedding their spike proteins. Not making this up. This is all fact. This is what literally I listen to this stuff all day, all the experts and all the information. So I can deliver it to you in a nice little bow. You can find out who these guys are. They're literally all over our website. We've interviewed a lot of them. They're on that COVID Facts tab. You'll see the interview page. And that's just the COVID and COVID-related in it, the content, not to mention the 249 partners and 592 episodes of this show. We've talked about it over and over. So anyway, things are going to be happening on an escalated level here quickly. So it's time to figure out what you're going to stand for and actually stand up, take action. So remember what you're going to do every day. You should be getting up 1 hour early. And I fell off the wagon today. So I will let you know the days that I fall off the wagon. And I fell off the wagon, but I am going to be back on charge tomorrow. You're going to get up 1 hour early every day. You are going to, first thing you're going to do is you're going to pray. Then you're going to plan. And then you're going to take action, right? So when that 1 hour, it's going to be in each of the categories to grow your business. Then it's take action, BLC, take action, BLC. So it's take action, B, grow your business. Enhance the quality of your life. And C, make a difference, especially in your communities. You're going to join some groups. You're going to put a plan together. I encourage you to become a PC because that takes, you know, might take a month or two, and that's on the website too. Just go to the Take Action tab. You'll see Become a PC, Precinct Committee Man, and there's a special one for Mayor of Corruption County, Arizona, because it's very easy. There's another page for Arizona, the rest of Arizona, and then there's a page on their information for outside of Arizona. So go literally, go use this information on this website. Here's the quote, because this is what's going to happen. This is going to happen, so it's time we all get together. You just need to decide what's important to you. It's time to participate, everybody. First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. We are not going to let that happen, and not on my watch, people. So it's time to participate. It is time to renew our faith, restore our republic. We are in the process of rebuilding our economy, but we need to do it more so. And then remember, once you commit, everything changes. Put on your common sense caps. Leave them on all day. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious, so it is time. Special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, episodes, and their own shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You got a three-day weekend. Go enjoy yourself. Don't labor too much on Labor Day weekend. Yeah, listen to some of these shows. Share this with your friends. Put your plan together. You got to pray, plan, take action every day. Figure out what you're going to do. Figure out what groups you're going to join. Join them. Figure out who you want to follow. You can do that too. And if you're searching for factual media, you want some facts rather than the junk that's on TV, which is slighted propaganda. Check out our Patriotic Media page, and you can just go through all of the different organizations, publications. Those are the ones that are telling you the truth, the stuff that you're not going to hear in the regular world. And then don't forget, Brighteon TV, Brighteon TV. So it's Brighteon.tv, Brighteon.tv. They have all kinds of incredible new shows that are on there. Most of them have been guests on our show. So check out that and see the lineup in order to, you know, get you the information, the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. So go enjoy the weekend. Listen to a bunch of these shows. Listen to these segments. And again, it's the Purpose-Driven Partners page of the Take Action tab. That's where you're going to find all of these live shows. And for the snooty people that will only want to hear from famous people, there's a tab that's there, or the page that says famous people, so you can get your famous people fix on. But I'm telling you, the experts and the professionals and these purpose-driven people, they had come on the show that you might not know who they are. These are our partners. You might not know who they are. But once you listen to them, you're like, wow, that person's smarter than the person that I just paid $9.97 for their class. Yet I didn't even get a chance to, make anything better with. And then I was dumb enough and I bought that next one for $1.997. This lady's smarter than that. So give them a chance. Give them a try. Listen to them. You're going to get some incredible content. Quality content. That's what we have here on the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. Live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Monday, we're not going to have the five guests. We're just going to do a replay of a segment that is critical for what is going on now. And then we'll be back Wednesday with a huge show. Huge, huge, right? Huge, as the big man says, the president of the United States, huge. And we're not talking about the Biden regime. We're talking about President Donald J. Trump, the true rightful owner of the seat in the White House. And hopefully that will be coming out soon. Maybe we'll get that audit. But we know it's in it, peeps. We already know. We already know the layers of corruption. The guy won by a landslide. And as Virginia Prodan earlier said, elections have consequences. Look what's been going on. This world is in a spiral. This country is in a spiral. The world is in a downward spiral, directly to hell. That's exactly the way to describe it, and we need to stop it. It's only been 223 days, and look at all the damage that's been done. Unbelievable. All by design, people. None of it's a mistake. All of it's part of the plan, and once you know that, once you admit and stop asking why. We know why. They hate this country. They want to destroy it. That's their agenda. And now they also want to kill people. Eugenics. They've been talking about it for years. The time is here. So if you're cool with everything that's going on, you think this is an awesome country right now, then do nothing. Keep those kids going to those indoctrination centers at school, what they call schools. Then literally do nothing. But when they come for you and there was no one left to speak for you, then don't say, oh, I wish I would have done something. I wish I would have done more. I wish I would have paid attention. I wish I would have participated. Because keep in mind, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. None of this is an if. It is going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And we have a chance to stop all of it. Well, we could slow it down and then we could stop it, but it takes everybody. As Hillary Clinton said, takes a village. No, it doesn't take a village. It takes we the people to get off our asses and actually gather and do things, whether it's the rallies or pushing the information out on social media, texting, calling, emailing, so everybody knows yanking the kids out of schools, going to the rallies, joining the groups. That's why you need that extra hour every morning to do these things. Because I know you're busy, you're working, you got things to do, you got kids, you got all that. But you know what? All of that is going to go by the wayside in the direction that we're on. You're not going to have a business to go work at every day at the rate that we are going. Not to mention, let's not even talk about the health issues. Alrighty, I'm going to end it today. That is it. We are good to go. Enjoy your weekend. Listen to some of the shows. Make sure you join our newsletter and follow us on social media, especially about Rumble. Go to Everything Home, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just on the homepage, all the graphics are there. Or you can quickly go over to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. And take control. Take control of your own life and encourage others to do the same. It is time we all stand up. This is it. This is the last push. This is the most important month of your life, everybody. And I'm not exaggerating. You will see things are going to happen fast in all kinds of directions. Get on the right side of this because we can slow it and then we can stop it. But it's going to take everybody. So you got a man up, you got a woman up, you got a trans up. Oh, my goodness. All right, go make it a great day. Go make it a great weekend because you deserve it. Well, God bless the USA. Can't say you didn't know. No more excuses, people. Now you know. Now it's up to you. What are you going to do? How bad do you want it? What do you stand for? What are you going to do? Have a great weekend.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.